You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
So first up on the show today, we have our producer Joel Thomas here speaking live about the press conference that was held at 11 a.m. this morning by human rights lawyers after the release of allegations in Nikki Haga's book Hit and Run. The book claims 6 civilians, including a 3-year-old girl, were killed or injured during a revenge raid after the death of a Kiwi soldier. First off, we have a clip from the press conference this morning.
Yes, I can confirm that this morning, on behalf of our clients, the men, women and children of these two villages in Afghanistan, we have written to both the Attorney General and to the Prime Minister, informing them that, in our view, the material that has been released to date establishes credible allegations that during the course of their attack on these villages in 2010, the New Zealand Defence Forces breached fundamental principles of both New Zealand law and international law, including war crimes and violations of the right to life. And we will be asking the Attorney General and the Prime Minister to launch an independent inquiry into these allegations.
So, Joel, what went down at the press conference this morning?
So basically, the press conference was held by human rights lawyers Deborah Manning, Richard McLeod, and Rodney Harrison QC, and it was about the 2010 Defence Force raids in Afghanistan. They've come out as legally representing all of the villagers affected in the raid, the people injured, and the family members of those who were killed. And this, of course, comes after Nikki Haga's recently published book, Hit and Run, which claims the raids killed 6 people, which contradicts Defence Minister Wayne Mapp's, the ex-Defence Minister, rejection of civilian deaths in 2011. He did later concede that some civilians may have died in the raids, but no further action was taken. In terms of evidence, Deborah Manning brought up a 2011 UN report as evidence, and this report confirmed that an airstrike caused the death of 6 civilians in those villages in 2010. And this is on top of interviews with the people of the villages affected, which confirmed the deaths as well. The action that they're taking, as you heard, Richard McLeod confirmed that this morning they wrote to the Attorney General and the Prime Minister calling for an independent inquiry into the allegations against the Defence Force. They're saying that it's the legal obligation under international and domestic law to do this investigation. So this investigation would be curated, I suppose, by the government. And this is just the first step that they're looking for. They're not going into legal details about further actions they might take, but they have said that the optimal end result would be apologies and compensation provided to the villagers by the government.
Okay, cool. So it'll be interesting to see how this kind of plays out. So these human rights lawyers were defending the families in Afghanistan?
Yeah, they're defending the families and I think the villagers as a whole.
Okay, cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.